are the words that Moses spoke to all Israel across the Jordan, in the wilderness, in the Arabah opposite Suf, between Paran and Tophel, Loban, Hazro, and Azahab. It is 11 days' journey from Hor by way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea. In the 40th year, on the first day of the 11th month, Moses spoke to the sons of Israel in accordance with everything that the Lord had commanded him to declare to them, after he had defeated Sihon, the king of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, who lived in Ashtaroth and in Edrei, across the Jordan in the land of Moab. Began to explain this law, saying, the Lord our God spoke to us at Hor, saying, you have stayed long enough at this mountain. Turn and set out on your journey, and go to the hill country of the Amorites, and to all their neighbors in the Arabah, in the hill country, in the lowland, in the Negev, by the seacoast, the land Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. See, I have placed the land before you. Go in and take possession of the land, which the Lord swore to give to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and their descendants after them. And I spoke to you at that time, saying, I am not. Of your fathers increase you 1,000 times more than you are, and bless you just as he has promised you. How can I alone endure the burden and weight of you in your strife? Obtain for yourself men who are wise, discerning and informed from your tribes, and I will appoint them as your heads. And you answered me and said, thing which you have said to do is good. So I took the heads of your tribes, wise and informed men, and appointed them as heads over you, commanders of thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens, and officers for your tribes. Judges at that time, saying, hear the cases between your fellow countrymen, and judge righteously between a person and his fellow countrymen, or the stranger who is with him. You are not to show partiality in judgment. You shall hear the small and the great alike. You are not to be afraid of any person, for the judgment is God's case that is too difficult for you. You shall bring to me, and I will hear.
You all the things that you were to do, Then we set out from Hor and went through all that great and terrible wilderness that you saw on the way to the hill country of the Amorites. Just as the Lord our God had commanded us, and we came to Kadesh Barnea, and I said to you, you have come to the hill country of the Amorites, which the Lord our God is about to give us. See, the Lord your God has placed the land before you. Go up, take possession, just as the Lord. Approached me and said, let us send men ahead of us, so that they may spy out the land for us, and bring back to us word of the way by which we should go up, and the cities which we should enter. The plan pleased me, and I chose 12 of your men, one man for each tribe. Be terrified, nor fear them. The Lord your God, who goes before you, will himself fight for you, just as he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. And in the wilderness where you saw how the Lord your God carried you, just as a man carries his son on all of the roads you have walked until you came to this place. Yet in spite of all this, you did not trust the Lord your God, who goes before you on your way to seek out a place for you to make camp, and the fire by night to show you the way by which you should go, and in the clouds by day.
Sound of your words, and he was angry and swore an oath, saying, not one of these men, this evil generation, shall see the good land which I swore to give your fathers. Except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he shall see it. And to him I will give the land on which he has set foot. And to his sons, because he has followed the Lord fully. The Lord was angry with me also on your account, saying, not even you shall enter there. Joshua, the son of Nun, who stands before you, shall himself enter there. Encourage him, for he will give it to Israel as an inheritance. Said would become plunder, and your sons who this day have no knowledge of good and evil shall enter there, and I will give it to them, and they shall take possession of it. But as for you, turn around and set out for the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. Then you replied to me, we have sinned against the Lord. We ourselves will go up and fight, just as the Lord our God commanded us. And every man of you strapped on his weapons of war. And you viewed it as easy to go up into the hill country. But the Lord said to me, spoke to you, but you would not listen. Instead, you rebelled against the command of the Lord and acted presumptuously and went up into the hill country. And the Amorites who lived in that hill country came out against you and chased you as bees do. And they scattered you from Seir to Hormah. Then you returned and wept before the Lord. But the Lord did not listen to your voice or pay attention to you.